have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Friday again. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week: do you want to be different? The biblical question: do you want to be different? That is my biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And Happy Men's History, by the way, Happy Men's History. August is Men's History Month, and we have a Men's History moment coming up for you as we move forward this morning. You can... If you're busy doing whatever you're doing, move it about. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening by your phone, iPhone, or iPad, no matter where you are or what you're doing. We are here Monday through Friday, heard around the world by everybody and they mama. So you, if you're black, everybody and they mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. So you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. So it is Friday. And Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Open Line Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The social and economic benefits of homeownership should be accessible to everyone, regardless of immigration status.
The bill makes illegal migrants eligible for $150,000 to buy a new home.
Give them anything, anything they want.
Terrifying new video shows heavily armed men taking over an apartment complex near Denver, Colorado.
We tried reaching out to the resources. But
the Romeros say the trouble started when a large number of migrants began moving in.
Let them all run free, you know?
Bush's lawyers say they believe the crime was racially motivated.
You are free to go.
You sleep at home in your bed, not in court. Quite frankly, I don't like your attitude.
District Court Judge Kenneth King admonishing 15-year-old Eva Goodman after she fell asleep in his courtroom.
You're going straight to jail, so...
Amazing. The Anchor Baby put that together. What a mess. The only person that should stay is the judge. Everybody else should go straight to jail. What a mess. 888-775-3773. I have for a few minutes with me, and then I'll get to your calls. I have with me Don Grunderman. And Don is known for the annual National Straight Pride. And he is the founder and director of the National Straight Pride. And he is holding his annual event this Saturday, tomorrow, I believe. Tomorrow. He is the chairman of the Constitutional Party of California and the founder, chairman of the Development Christian National Party. And so he's going to be having his national annual straight pride parade or event this weekend. This is the sixth year. So I have Don with me for a few minutes to update you about that, to talk about that. Don, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Always happy to hear you.
Thank you, Don. And so this is your sixth annual National Straight Pride. This is this Saturday, right?
Yes, tomorrow. And so we're going to be doing our traditional event. We'll hold it at Planned Parenthood in Modesto to protest the genocide against the Black community and against the world, really. But people can go to blackgenocide.org to see how they have killed over 20 million Blacks. They're the biggest killers of Blacks in the history of our country.
Is that by way of abortion?
The world behind the Islamic slave trade.
By way of abortion, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing. And where will it be held and at what time?
It will be from 12 to 2 in Modesto in front of the Planned Parenthood on McHenry Avenue. And so we welcome everyone to protest the genocide against of the Planned Parenthood juggernaut against the Black community.
And so the National Straight Pride Coalition event is about abortion, and that's what the primary reason for it, abortion.
Well, it's tied in our the National Straight Pride. Our motto is normal, natural, healthy, sane. And we're celebrating all the great things which made our country heterosexuality, real men and real women, the family unit, the basic family unit. We're celebrating babies born and unborn, the value of human life, Christianity, our wonderful country. So we're celebrating all the wonderful things which make our life so unique and valuable in the world. And it's compared to their opposites. Our opponents celebrate their opposites.
So you
Planned Parenthood celebrates death, and we celebrate life.
Right on. So this is your sixth year. Oh, let me ask. This female, Kamala Harris, she is really in her campaign for quote-unquote president. Mm-hmm. She is really, really encouraging women to go toward abortion. She's really pushing abortion in the country. Yes. What do you think about that?
Well, actually, I have a website which I developed regarding that. It's harrisisahousenegro.org. Harrisisahousenegro.org. And House Negro is where the intersections between plantation owners and the slaves. So if the slaves got too uppity, it was the job of the House Negroes to keep them in line. And Harris actually would never be elected a dog catcher unless she supported stabbing her own community in the back, the Black community. Because only Blacks advance in the Democratic Party by supporting abortion, by supporting killing children. And so actually, I also want to say that the Democrat Party, the traditional symbol for the Democrats is the donkey. The real symbol is what's called the Baphomet. It's a satanic symbol, since the Democratic Party is.
So, Don, let me ask you this. Don, what do you think about the fact that there are so many, especially white women and white educated women, what do you think about that so many white educated women are in support of abortion and they are supporting Kamala Harris because they believe in killing the children, the men, children in the womb? Why are so many white women for abortion?
Well, I believe that is a poison of humanity. What I call the universal poison of humanity is when we resent or hate our parents, it transfers and destroys our whole life. And so when you see all these Caucasian women, or Caucasian females, actually, I want to make a distinction between women and females. Women are pro-life. Females are pro-death, pro-choice. So what you're talking about is defective, broken, retarded, soul-wounded females who are not women. And they support because they hated their father, essentially. What you're seeing is a manifestation of parental hatred, father hatred, which projects itself into politics. So they're willing to kill whatever children they have. It's actually very complex to a certain degree. And that when they kill children, they're killing children are actually symbols. They're not only physical, but they're symbols of something else. So they're actually attacking men when they support abortion. So it's their hatred, resentment against men.
Oh, okay. Because I noticed in this election campaign season, I noticed that a lot of white women, when I see Kamala Harris at these rallies, it appears to be mostly white educated women, and they are definitely in support of abortion. That's amazing. I think you make a good point. It is about something else. They hate the father, they hate the mother, they hate themselves, and it's the way of, I guess, a way of getting back by killing the children in the womb.
Well, to give you an example, many years ago, I met a lady who was a defector from Planned Parenthood. And when she left, I asked her, how could abortion supposedly support women's rights, which is what they claim, when if they've killed 60 million children, obviously, logically, 30 million of those would be women. So how could you support you support women's rights when that many women are killed? And her answer to the question was actually quite simple. It was, imagine we have reality where children are killed, but in their imagination, they just switch all those girls to boys. So that was her literal explanation, that when they killed those children, they were killing boys, or like an old boyfriend. So it's no problem. So they sanitized it away, and that's what they do to this day in their imagination. They just imagine they're all boys, so it's okay to kill them.
Amazing. What do you think the chances of Kamala Harris winning this election?
I would say they're excellent because the last election was stolen. So the people, the deep state who stole the last election from President Trump, they have no intention of allowing a real election to occur. So they have multiple means to destroy that and bring her into power. Right, I would also recommend for your listeners' consideration.
John, let me do
I
this.
I have a website called stopnumber24.org. Stopnumber24.org, which is...
Is that your website?
...of how they would do that by a catastrophic attack on the country.
Right on. So, Don, because your phone, at the time, your phone is really, really bad, tell the folks your website and how they can get involved this Saturday.
A National Straight Pride Coalition. They can spell out the whole word, National Straight Pride Coalition. So they're welcome to come to Modesto, bring 1,000 people in front of Planned Parenthood, and protest the genocide of Planned Parenthood. We welcome everyone to join us in this. And after tomorrow, to continue to protest against the genocide, which is by the Democratic Party and all that they represent.
What time is the rally tomorrow? What time does it start? begin?
It starts at 12, but people can get there from, it's from 12 to 2. So they can get there, say, early, hopefully, and join the fun too. Celebrate. We're celebrating life against an institution which celebrates death.
Right on. Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate it. And I really wish you well up there tomorrow, National Straight Pride Coalition. Make sure y'all check it out. And, Don, thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, we sure will. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Yes, sir. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. The, last night, or yesterday, sometime last night, yesterday, Kamala Harris had her first so-called, I guess, sit-down talk with a media personality from CNN, I believe. And I did not see it. I only have seen a couple of sound bites from it. And from what it looked like, it was a mess. No wonder they don't want her to, talk. They don't want her to do media events at all because they don't really want you to be reminded that you're really talking to an empty shell, a female who has no clue as to what's going on in the country. She must be a DEI college grad because I'm sure she didn't earn her way. What a mess! So according to CBS, quote-unquote, Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday, insisted her values have not changed when explaining several shifts in her policy position in her first, quote-unquote, interview since becoming the Democratic nominee for president. I want you to watch this first soundbite from CNN where Kamala is asked if she still believes the border should be decriminalized. Watch this.
You raised your hand when asked whether or not the border should be decriminalized. Do you still believe that?
I believe there should be consequences. We have laws that have to be followed and enforced that address and deal with people who cross our border illegally, and there should be consequences. And let's be clear, in this race, I'm the only person who has prosecuted transnational criminal organizations who traffic in guns, drugs, and human beings. I'm the only person in this race who actually served a border state as Attorney General to enforce our laws, and I would enforce our laws as president going forward. I recognize the problem.
What a mess. Well, you must not be living in California. What a mess. And here's a photo where from X where Kamala tweeted, an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. And y'all just heard what she said, right? Right there. Are you able to read it?
Yeah, she says an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. We are not a society that is going to stand for tearing families apart. We are not going to buy into this administration's fear-mongering.
What the?
But yet, she have changed all of a sudden. Not the last 4 years of being in office, but all of a sudden. Do you get the notion that Kamala Harris is saying what she thinks you want to hear? And what do you think will happen once she get in, if, quote unquote, she should get in? What a mess, huh? The unfortunate thing about it, I guess unfortunate, the people get the kind of government they deserve, so I don't know if that's unfortunate or fortunate. But there are people going to vote for her. they have not had enough pain yet. They need to suffer some more. And apparently, Kamala Harris took her her so-called VP with her. She was not able to do this interview alone. I thought women are supposed to be strong. Strong black woman. Have you heard that before? A strong black woman. Well, she took a VP with her, according to the report. According to the report, the strong black woman took the strong white man with her. This is from CNN. Waltz is asked about his service history. Watch this.
And the idea that you said that you were in war. Yeah. Did you misspeak, as the campaign has said?
Yeah, I said we were talking about, in this case, this was after a school shooting, the ideas of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English tone, my grammar is not always correct. But again, if it's not this, it's an attack on my children for showing love for me, or it's an attack on my dog. I'm not going to do that. And the one thing I'll never do is I'll never demean another member's service in any way. I never have, and I never will.
I just...
Amazing. So you didn't answer the question. He didn't answer the question. He doesn't have to. It's CNN. That's why. Another soundbite from CNN. Camilla asked why she hasn't taken steps toward her opportunity economy plan. Economic plan in 3.5 years. She's been there 3.5 years. Why have you done something for the economy? But screw it up. I'm asking screw it up. Watch this.
You have been vice president for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%.
May God have mercy on my country. If ever... we needed you, Lord. We need you now. It's going to be interesting to see what happens come November 5th. I believe that's the day of election, November 5th. It's going to be interesting to see what happens between now and November. You think the heat is on? It is on. So that is her half so-called sit down and do media interview.
You mean this?
That mess we just saw.
Sorry.
What was that?
Kamala Harris on Tim Walz's shoulders being carried.
Oh.
Like in the interview.
What a mess.
Something terrible.
Let's do super chat before I go to the phones. Super chats.
Several super chats, coffees and others from yesterday. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, it's so unfortunate the female Democrat voters can't see that they're voting in their own demise. Because it seems that reproductive rights are important, then a strong possibility we could have a female president going up against our foreign world leaders. It's not enough to say America made a horrible mistake to give women the right to vote, and I don't know what is.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Kaya in North Carolina.
Hey, Kaya.
Five coffees. I just had church. Thank you, Jesse.
Right on.
Referring to yesterday's call.
Thank you. It was deep.
Derek bought a coffee. Jesse, what percentage of people seeking the Father do you think also support the great white hope? The only explanation to vote for evil like Kamala is not to know or to overcome the evil that exists within. Does that make sense?
Are you asking me or?
He's asking.
So repeat that. I'm sorry.
What percentage of people seeking the Father do you think also support the great white hope? The only explanation to vote for evil like Kamala is not to know or overcome the evil that exists within. Does that make sense?
I don't quite understand. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
He's saying people who are seeking God and seeking the Father, probably a big percent. You don't know what percentage. He's asking you how many, what percentage of those are voting for Trump.
I have
Trump.
No idea at all. Zero idea.
And
zero idea.
And those who are supporting Kamala, the only explanation for supporting Kamala, who's evil, is not knowing that you're evil.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
Yeah, but I have no idea how many, what percentage is supporting Kamala Harris.
No, Trump.
I don't even know what percent would be controlling Trump either.
Nice.
So I don't know, but interesting question. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek,
yeah,
for the support. Peanut yeah. butter hot dog, three coffees. Welcome to South Africa. Now speak Spanish.
Well, South Africa is completely here now in America, and it's going to get worse. If you doubt me, talk to the white people in South Africa. At this point in South Africa, and it got worse because no one stopped it. What a mess. Thank you.
Fazul, three coffees. Hello from South Florida, watching 2 years. Forgave mom and pop, silent prayer, practical thoughts only. What a difference. You are a treasure, Jesse. Stay with it. And Trump 2024, God bless you and crew.
Thank you. And thank you for your support. The great white hope. Thank you.
C&C bought our coffee. How is Sandman, Jesse? Speedy Airlines, Nicolas Colombian is looking like Hassan Yeezy's cousin.
Amazing. All is well. He is Sandman as well. Thank you.
DJT 2020. 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10:5. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, DJT, who also posted another Rumble rant, 1 Corinthians 2:16. This was yesterday, Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Thank you.
Philippians 4:7 with another Rumble rant. DJT 2020, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Bob and Thump of Thursday, thank you.
Yet one more Rumble rant. Proverbs 15:5, a fool despises his father's instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is prudent.
Amazing. Indeed. Thank you.
Donnie Groh's idea with a Rumble rant yesterday, biblical question.
Do you want to be different?
Yes. I want to be sanctified and set apart. I used to say I came from the land of misfit toys. Now I realize it's just that being kind is now rare and unusual.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you for responding.
Three coffees from Mikey. Jesse, you don't believe the Holy Trinity. You don't believe in the Holy Trinity, and you think you've overcome all sin? Sounds more like a Mormon or Jehovah. You are not a Christian.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mikey.
Nice.
And that does all the super chats from yesterday that we had left over. We have more where that came from.
Thank you. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Brand new episode at 12 o'clock today, Pacific time, on thefallenstate.tv. Thefallenstate.tv. I had an interesting conversation with Kelly Fontanella. And Kali is a public school teacher turned social media personality, and she is the founder of a private school, Exeter Institute. Why an online school? Why is this? Amazing.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I really wanted to be a mom, but God has closed that door for me to have my own kids, so now it's everybody else's child.
Really?
And I did not think I was ever going to leave being a public school teacher. I had set up this little life for myself that I loved, but then something happened that just made me realize, oh wow, this career is changing. I actually got a gift for being a black teacher.
What the?
Like, I've been banned 11 times on TikTok. I have to fight against the censorship constantly.
What's wrong with the black?
I love you, Jesse.
Amazing. At 4 at 12 noon today, Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And you can donate to The Fallen State right there on The Fallen State. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals in the descriptions there, locals.com. All right? And you're invited to fellowship this Sunday. Every Sunday we have fellowship right here in L.A. All are invited. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com for more information, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D. Let me go to Lindsay. I asked Lindsay to call back from yesterday. We ran out of time. Lindsay, out of Ohio.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
All is well.
I called yesterday, and I was expressing that I was still feeling frustration. I said yesterday that I was feeling frustration, like, I guess mainly with my children.
Uh-huh.
I realized that that's not true, and that I'm just kind of just getting frustrated, period. You told me to go ask me if I've forgiven my parents. And I still need to go do that with my father. And I went and did that. And so I'm just coming for, like, I guess the next step.
Did you forgive your mother as well?
Yeah.
And how did you went yesterday and forgave them?
This morning, that was the call before this call.
And how did it go?
I guess it went as it was supposed to go. I guess it went as it was supposed to go.
What did you say to your mother?
I told her that, you know, I had forgiven her for what she, the way she was when, you know, I was growing up and how that impacted me, and now I'm dealing with it myself, and that, you know, gives me anger and frustrations, and I'm trying to let go of that, you know.
Nice. So what you should do now, you got to continue to work on yourself. Are you familiar with aware of the silent prayer video?
Yeah.
Have you tried that yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been trying. That was kind of my confusion because I had started doing that and it seemed like it was working for a while, but I would find myself getting frustrated over like real simple things still, and that's, you know, what's supposed to be happening. But
yeah, I want to make sure that you stay with the silent prayer. And to become more and more aware of your thoughts and emotions. Can you do so with the baby in the background? Amazing.
Okay.
Start doing the silent prayer. Stay with the silent prayer day and night, every morning, every night, during the day. Practice being present, because the only issue you have right now is that you have to die from your ego. You're too identified with ego. You're going to have to sacrifice all that you have, which include your thoughts and emotions. You got to sacrifice your friends, your family, anything that saved you from yourself. You're going to have to let it go, starting with your thoughts. You got to let every thought go, and they will be taken away from you if you stay with it. And when the thoughts are gone, all you will have left is love. You will have the light of God, and you will no longer have the darkness, and you will live by the light. And the light will cause you to be patient in all things. It will be clear. Everything will be clear to you. And you will have an amazing life. But you got to abandon your thoughts. You got to give them up. You got to let them go.
Okay.
Those thoughts that tell you that you're angry, the ones that tell you that you're lonely, the ones that tell you that you're better than or less than anyone else, the ones that tell you that you need friends or you need to be married or you need this, they're all lies, they're all evil, they're all from the ego. You must die from that. You got to make the sacrifice and let them go. And I promise you, if you work on it, you're going to be fine. You're going to be amazing.
Okay. I did want to say I've lived in Texas all my life, but as you say, it is definitely turning into a blue state, and you can't get away from it. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And so that's why I up and moved to Ohio right now, because I'm trying to get myself together. I couldn't be in that environment anymore.
Yeah. No, Texas is definitely turning blue, and I don't know where the people are going to run to next. But, Lindsay, I want to really encourage you that you don't have real problems. You're not your anger. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You're none of the things that you've been taught. You've been brainwashed by the family members and the world. And now it's time to overcome the brainwashing. Any question about that?
No, that's absolutely true.
And so when anger comes, Now all you need to do is watch it because it's in the mind and emotions, but it's not in you. It's not who you are. So never say to yourself again, oh, I'm angry. I'm this and I'm that. Stop identifying with the spirits of evil. You got to stop calling those things true when they're really lies.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Any questions about that?
No. I mean, I guess that's, like you said, I just have to stick with it. As I kind of got discouraged because I was still feeling frustrations, but I have to stop identifying with it.
Yes, stop identifying with it. And the feeling of frustration is not you feeling it. Now, you feel the pain in your body, but you're not your body. And the pain is coming from the thoughts. If you were able to let every thought go right now, you could be free just like that. You will have no future. You will have no past. You will only have now, eternal life. But you got to stop believing the thoughts. They're lying to you. They are your enemy. You got to sacrifice those thoughts.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
And let me know how it goes, Lindsay. I wish you well.
Thank you. I sure will.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. You got to sacrifice everything, folks. Everything. Everything you think is as important, you got to let it go. It's not important. People, places, or things are not important. You got to let it go. You have to decide if you want to be free or not. Everything you've been taught by the world has been and is a setup. And if you notice, everything you've been taught has done nothing but made you miserable. It has never worked. It will never work. And this journey, you must take alone. You can't take anyone on this journey. And believe me, I promise you, as a living witness, once you start this journey and things start to fall away from your imagination and emotions, and you start to see a little clearer, you're going to be happy that you had to take this journey alone. You can't take the crowd. You can't take your children. You can't take your husband or your wife. You got to travel this road alone. And most people are cowards. They don't want to travel alone. What's up? But if you want to be free right here on earth, you got to do it. Let me go to Shannon, a first-time caller out of Texas. Shannon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon.
Hi. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. You're welcome.
Yes, sir. So I watched a couple of your podcasts yesterday, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I love him so much. And you kind of changed my perspective on, like, ego, emotions, and things like that.
Yes.
So my question is, in a household, when it comes to man and children, I guess I'm kind of a little bit confused if the man is not being a leader. So how does a woman supposed to, you know, act towards her children and so on if the husband is not in place?
If he's not, and I understand most men are not the light in the homes anymore. So what you continue to do is to work on you. You keep overcoming the ego, overcoming your anger, overcoming your need for the man, overcome your need for anything, and the light of the Father will guide you. You don't have to have the man to return to God because most men are not of God anyway. So you just don't be angry at him. Don't be angry at him for not changing or being ready to change. You just keep your eyes on you. And let the light of the Father guide you, and he will guide you into how to deal with the children, with your husband, and everyone and everything.
Yeah, so I'm very spiritual. You know, I love God, Jesus, and so on, but my husband is completely different. You know, he doesn't believe in a Bible, Jesus, and God, things like that. So it's kind of hard to bring that inside my household with my children when it's kind of like banned in ways. So it's a lot of confusion. So.
And you say that you're what?
I'm spiritual. Like, I believe in God, Jesus, and things like that. But my husband is completely opposite.
Oh, I see. And were you a Christian? Were you married him?
Yes. Uh-huh. And he was changed, you know, with his philosophies and things he watched.
Oh, you say he was a Christian? Your phone went.
But oh, sorry. Yes, he was.
Oh, okay. And why do you say you believe in God and you're very spiritual and all that? Why do you say you are?
It's just how I always been, grew up, that's how I've been, and just done my research and things like that. So.
Oh, I see. And so, how do you know that you are?
How do I know I'm are?
Very spiritual and Christian and loving God and Jesus and all that.
I guess it's just that feeling I have. And again, growing up, I would say, but how I was taught.
I'm sorry?
How I was taught growing up, just being in the Word and things like that, and I just grew in it.
Oh, I got you. So, like, you're an intellectual Christian?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you have anger?
Small, yes.
Do you have anger?
I do.
And can a child of God, son or daughter, have anger and love?
No.
And so if you have anger, why do you think you believe in God?
That's a good question. I guess when things are not going how I like, I get that feeling of, like, frustration and, you know, anger next time.
Would a daughter of God ever get frustrated about anything at any time if they were a daughter of God?
I mean, no.
And so how are you able to get frustrated at times if you're of love?
It's a good question. Just I'm not sure.
Why haven't you questioned that? You know what? I know the Bible. I read the Bible. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I'm spiritual, but yet I get angry. Why haven't you questioned yourself about that?
Don't know.
Amazing.
But now that you mentioned it, I will, you know.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I don't talk to her.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I haven't. Well, to be honest, I don't have any hatred towards her, so there's nothing to forgive. I just don't talk to her.
And why don't you talk to her?
She comes across as judgmental, and I mean, I don't want to talk about her, but she's just very judgmental, and I just distance myself.
And have you forgiven her for that?
Yeah, if she comes around me, I don't have any kind of anger towards her, you know, but she has the anger towards me, I guess.
Have you forgiven her for being so evil?
I don't have any grudges against her. I don't.
But
think
you do
I
have grudges. You can't stand being around her. You try to avoid her. If you didn't have grudges, you can take it or leave it. And if she is around, you will have no problem with it at all. Or if she's not around, you'll be fine. Why can't you see you angry at your mother?
Why can't I see myself angry with my mom?
Why don't you see that you are angry at her for the way she is or the way she's treated you growing up?
Because, like, I try to work on my relationship with her. I offer her many times to come, you know, to my home. We go out and things like that, but she doesn't want that. So I'm open to trying to fix our relationship, but she's not.
You can't fix a relationship, and you should never, ever, ever, ever in your whole lifetime try to make a relationship work. Any kind of relationship, real relationship, does not require you to try to make it work. Only fake relationship, mm-hmm. ego relationship, calls for work, and they never work.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you see you're angry at her, and now you're trying to please her, and you can never do it?
not sure.
So you don't notice that you feel frustrated toward her and you can never satisfy her?
Yeah, I do feel that.
And that is anger. She made you as a kid, she traumatized you, and now you're trying to please her, and you can never please the devil.
Okay.
You're going to have to face her and forgive her for what she's done to you. She can't help it. Her mother did it to her, and she cannot help it. So you got to forgive her so God can forgive you.
So how do I forgive her? Because, like I said, if she comes around me today, I don't have anything, like, negative. I'll talk to her and, you know.
You know those little things that irritate you about her?
Mm-hmm.
And you see those little things that when you try to please her, you never can?
Yes.
That's anger.
Okay.
And you need to let her know, I've been trying to please you. I never can. I'm a little irritated when you're around. I resent you, and I'm sorry for doing that. I realize you can't help yourself. I become like you, and I'm sorry for resenting you. And then you give her the finger and let her go.
Okay. So once I speak those words to her and let her know how I feel, that's basically forgiveness?
Yes. Okay. But you got to see clearly that you have this anger toward her so you can forgive her. Salvation is of the heart. And God will forgive you when you forgive her. Don't ask for forgiveness. Don't apologize. You just admit that you're angry at her. You resent her. And God will forgive you. He'll take her spirit away from you. And you can do without her. You would never try to please her again or anyone.
Got it. Okay.
And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. Have you done that?
I don't talk to him either. He's married with his wife. He was never in my life at all. One, two times in my childhood.
And why haven't you forgiven him for that?
I don't have a relationship with him. But I can, as you stated, I can go to him and let him know my frustrations.
But you have always wanted a relationship with him.
Of course.
And why haven't you told him that?
I did once. In my teenage stage, he visited me. I did tell him that and try to express myself, but that's really it. That's where it ended.
What did he say when you told him that?
He just said he'll do better and he'll come around more and things like that, but it never happened.
Well, I want you to go to him and forgive him as well, because his mother screwed him up. He didn't know how to deal with your mother because your mother is his mother. You marry what you hate, right? And so he didn't know how. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think you're so loving Jesus and God and spiritual? We got all this anger in your heart.
I thought maybe just a natural feeling, you know, when you get frustrated or irritated, it's just something natural that
there is nothing natural about anger. It is pure darkness and it's pure evil. And anyone who has it is of their father, the devil.
Okay.
Can you hold for me?
Yes.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. Two more hours to go. Hate coming in with the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Am I right? This is the end of hour one of Express Yourself Friday, Get It Off Your Chest Day, August 30th, AD 2024. Coming down to the last couple of days here of Men's History Month. Happy Men's History Month. Men's History Month is for everyone. JLP will be right back to your calls. We will also get to your super chats and comments on X questions. But first, fake news, not fake news. It is Labor Day weekend. Big Bump is going to be joining me on Monday, is the plan, as a special co-host. So watch out for the drunks on the road who are just driving around all loosey-goosey every holiday. So watch out. But anyway, we will be live on Labor Day Monday, that communist holiday from hell. And also, I don't know, the Fallen State is happening today. The Hake Report, No Joel Friday TV, but he's live Monday through Thursday. You can podcast his show, American Anchor Baby. Church with Jason Lee Peterson on Sunday. Next month is September. Excited, exciting. Kamala, cackling Kamala Harris and that evil guy, lame-o Tim Walz, the mama male, they gave an interview Thursday evening. It was released. I don't know if it was live or they were pretending that it was live or if she had notes or if it was pre-taped or if it was edited or what. I've heard many things, speculation. But the so-called vice president cackling Kamala Harris, according to the far-left female run outlet The Skim, gave her first and highly anticipated extended interview since officially becoming the Democrat nominee for so-called president. Those hoping she would deliver clear policy positions and substantive details, the interview may have fallen short, even admit the ladies at The Skim. They spoke to CNN's Dana Bash. Kamala reiterated her early priorities, bringing down the cost of everyday goods, quote-unquote, like she can do that just unilaterally. Investing in small business, whatever that means, extending the child tax credit, and a tax credit for first-time home buyers. The Democrat candidate also described for the first time Crooked Joe Biden's call to her when he was dropping out, and she brushed off Trump questioning her racial identity. Kamala Harris did address that she has flip-flopped on some key issues like the border wall. Whoa, I didn't know that. Somebody said that. And fracking. Is she for fracking now? Drill, baby, drill. But she emphasized that her core values remain unchanged. Yes, she is beholden to Satan, indeed. The interview is supposed to be an opportunity for Kamala to shut down haters and speak to voters on a national platform, but Kamala might not have quite hit the mark, even admit the ladies at The Skim, and they're pro-evil women. When answering questions about what administration could look like, it appeared Kamala struggled to define her platform while also defending her current boss's policies. That's Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called boss. Give me a break. She also faced criticism over her decision to appear alongside her running mate, Tim Walz, including from our greatest president, Trump, who at a campaign rally said she didn't want to go in alone. Anyway, the vice president, cackling Kamala Harris, has less than 2 weeks before she meets Trump face-to-face, two-face, for the first times at their September 10th debate on ABC so-called news. What a mess. Elon Musk is stepping up his online attacks on a Brazilian so-called Supreme Court judge threatening to suspend social media platform X in Brazil, calling him an evil dictator. In an ongoing feud between the two, Elon Musk previously called so-called justice, Alexandre de Moraes, Darth Vader, retweeted a statement from X's global government affairs team saying they would publish the judge's illegal demands, all related court filings, in the coming days. Brazil is a major market for social media platforms, including X, formerly known as Twitter. Brazil is a pretty big country, but it's very corrupt. One of those South American liberal countries. Trump is facing a sentencing, right? And I'll tell you about that in the next hour. I am James Hake. This is Hake News. But now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Get It Off Your Chest Friday, Hour 2. Thank you.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what do you want? I mean, do you want to be different? Do you want to be different? Amazing question. It's the biblical question of the week. It's a good one. You can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad if you're busy and just can't sit and watch it. You can podcast all the shows, but you can listen no matter what you're doing. Smashing, grabbing, fighting, on an airplane, very nervous, trying to get out of town this weekend because it's the holidays, and making preparation to travel, and travel is worse than stay at home and enjoy yourself. But you call it fun. Whatever. Just land up at a beach. Moving out of your apartment building over in Colorado because the illegal aliens have taken it over and they're forcing you out as an American citizen because your government brought them in. Or if you're in California and L.A. and Gaston, whatever that DA name is, was up in California, DA at one time, Gascon, and now he LA DA, and he brought in, he screwed up San Francisco with crime, and then y'all voted for him and brought him here to LA, and now the crime is out of control here. Whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Or you're fighting with your wife or your husband, or whatever. You can be listening to the show. And you can podcast. After the fight is over, you can go and watch it. Don't forget to donate and have your comments read out loud at buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The social and economic benefits of homeownership should be accessible to everyone, regardless of immigration status.
The bill makes illegal migrants eligible for $150,000 to buy a new home.
Give them anything they want.
Terrifying new video shows heavily armed men
taken over an apartment complex near Denver, Colorado.
We tried reaching out to the resources, but
the Romeros say the trouble started when a large number of migrants began moving in. Or
let them all run free, you know?
Bush's lawyers say they believe the crime was racially motivated.
You are free to go.
You sleep at home in your bed, not in court. Quite frankly, I don't like your attitude.
District Court nice. Judge Kenneth King admonishing 15-year-old Eva Goodman after she fell asleep in his courtroom.
You're going straight to jail. So.
What a mess. Can't you see that black girl? I don't care. You say, I'm asleep. I'm going to sleep. I don't care what you say. I don't care about no coat house. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Shannon out of Texas. Okay. Shannon, thank you for holding. Do you understand in order for you to be free that you got to let all that anger go, that it is evil?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And when you let it go... no, it doesn't matter if your husband work on himself or not. The light would guide you, and you would deal with the kids and your husband in a perfect way. And the light would guide you into the next thing, to how to deal with everything in life. But you got to let the anger go. Anger is evil, so you're going to have to sacrifice your anger. Are you willing to do that?
Of course.
So start dealing with your mother. You can't please her. Stop trying to please her, and don't try to please anyone.
Okay. So does the forgiveness go towards any negative feeling you have with anyone?
Yes. Well, I promise you that if you can see that you do have this anger, anger is evil, and anger, the emotions are evil. There's no need for that. When you can see and you forgive your mother, because it came from your mother, mm-hmm. And then forgive your father. He was too weak. His mother screwed him up. And God will take the spirit of anger away, and you will never, ever, ever be angry at any other human being, no matter what the situation is, because you will have understanding. And once you have understanding, it's impossible to be angry, to judge anyone.
Okay, so I can deal with them too first, no problem. But what about the other anger I have, you know, built up with other people in my life now? I have to work through that or?
Yeah, forgive them too. You're no different than them. They cannot help themselves. They're dealing with mm-hmm. the same spirit that you are dealing with, which is evil that was passed down to them from their mothers and fathers as well.
Okay, got it.
So don't hold in and say, are you angry toward your husband?
I wouldn't say anger. I love him with all my heart. Just frustration that I'm being stopped from, if I wanted to read the Bible or if I want to go to church, I'm being stopped from that. He doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't allow me to go. So it's kind of hard for me to grow.
He won't let you go to church?
No, he doesn't allow it.
How does he stop you from going to church?
You know, if I come to him and say, hey, I would like to take the kids, you know, go to church, he'll like, no. Because we have a business, so it's open on Saturday. He would like for me to be in the office.
Oh, it's open on Saturday or Sundays?
Saturday.
I'm sorry?
Saturday is the day that I would like to go to church, on Saturday.
Oh, you want to go to, what, are you a Jehovah Witness or something?
No, more on Israelite.
What?
Hebrew Israelite.
Oh, and they have church on Sunday?
On Saturday.
I mean, on Saturday?
Yes.
And what's a Hebrew Israelite? Are you one of the black Israelites?
Well, there's so many of them. I don't identify with all of them, just the original Christians.
So what now?
Just the original Christians are the ones I identify with, not all of them, because some of them are not okay.
Okay. Your husband was an Israelite at one time?
No, just a Christian.
Oh, so an Israelite married a Christian?
Correct. Well, I didn't know the truth fully. I started doing my research and got more into it. Just following the Bible, what it says, and not just certain things that stay in there. And that's what Israelites do. They actually follow the Bible from Genesis up to Revelation.
And how does your husband feel about, what does he think about you becoming an Israelite?
He doesn't like it. He doesn't agree with it. As I stated, he doesn't believe in the Bible or Jesus.
Oh, so why don't you, oh, so he's no longer a Christian or anything, right?
No.
Oh, I see. And so if your husband was a Christian and you were an Israelite, will you be willing to follow him and let the Israelite thing go?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You would be willing to do that?
I mean, Christians are the same thing as Israelites. It's just Christian doesn't have much knowledge as Israelites. I hope that doesn't sound bad coming out, but we really follow the Bible. That's all it is. We really follow it.
And that's
we
your,
do our research.
But that's your fault problem. That's your downfall.
What is?
Really following the Bible. Really into the Israelite thing. Have you noticed that being really into the following the Bible and the Israelite thing, that it has not brought you peace at all?
It has brought me peace, actually.
But you don't have peace.
In my household, no.
You don't have peace in you, inside of you.
Okay. Why would you say that?
You're angry at your mother. You're angry at your father. You're angry at other people. You judge yourself. You have no peace. Why do you think you have peace and you have none?
Because I know the truth. I just need to stay consistent with my knowledge. That's it.
No, the knowledge of truth is not knowing the truth.
Okay.
But if you have peace, I mean, why do you think you have peace when you have all this anger toward everybody and their mama?
I'm not sure.
But why do you think you have peace when you have none?
I don't know. I just feel like I have peace at times when I'm to myself, I'm reading my Bible, you know, living day by day, you know. But when someone is in the way of my growth, it just brings frustration. That's it.
But if you have perfect peace, there's no such thing as anyone getting it in the way of your growth, because you will grow from within, and no one or nothing from the outside can stop that, no matter what's going on.
Okay.
And then your little Israelite friends don't have peace either. You know how miserable they are. But they know the word. They read the Israelite book. But they have no peace either.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
No, I don't notice it.
Any other questions about this?
No questions. I just wanted to, you know, get some guidance on how a household should be. That's it.
So you got to forgive your mother. You got to face her and forgive her. I'm sorry, mother, for resenting you. You're so evil. I realize you can't help it. I'm not ever going to try to please you again. And wish you well, and you move on. Forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And don't hold anything against your husband, and just work on you. Keep your eyes on you so you can overcome your thoughts and your feelings. All mm-hmm. thoughts and feelings are evil.
Okay.
And don't be angry at your husband because he's not a Christian. He's not this. He's not that. Let him live his life, and you work on you and live your life.
Okay.
Any question about that?
No, that was it. Thank you so much.
Do you disagree with any aspect of that?
I would say no for it, no.
I want to, have you heard about my silent prayer video?
No. I mean, I heard it, you mentioned it a couple of times in your podcast, but no.
Yeah, go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer, and I want you to start doing that. You do you know the Israelite prayer thing? How do the Israelite people pray? What do they do when they pray?
I mean, it's the same thing as Christians. It's just they are the original Christians. That's it. So there's nothing different from Christianity.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know the Israelite prayer? And then once you're done with that, be still and know God so he can take over your life and guide you.
Okay.
But so do you know the Israelite prayer? So you see that as a waste of time. You want to learn to be still and know God. You want to let go and let the light of God take over.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, no problem.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. There's one line open. Let me go to Sean out of Spain. If it rains in Spain. Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Sean.
Good. So my question was, what is the problem or what is wrong with, pursuing ambition? And why, a simple life just doesn't sound appealing to me.
It doesn't sound appealing?
Yeah, there's no thrill.
Right.
And I guess I'm a thrill addict, you know.
You are. And your question is what?
What is the sin in ambition? I mean, ultimately, like, I've seen examples of it in my own life where people leave their families and ruin lives because of ambition. I mean, there's a sin there. But, I mean, what is wrong with, I mean, the disgust, I guess, is not wanting to be mediocre is the point. I guess with me.
Ambitious, anyone that is an ambitious person is evil. And they think they know what they want in life, and they don't. And they go after it, and they get it, and they're still miserable because they're evil. Their hearts are evil, and they're chasing a rainbow that will never fulfill them. It's evil. And an ambitious person is an evil person.
Right. So it's more like it's like a bucket that they try to fill with water, but there's a hole on the bottom of the bucket. Okay.
It's a bucket that you're trying to fill because you're evil and it would never make you happy.
Okay. All right.
All right. And what is a mediocre life?
Well, a mediocre life is just settling for something like, I think of the movie Heat where De Niro's character says to Al Pacino, like, oh, you know, like beers and weekends, baseball games or whatever. It's like just the typical kind of like, okay, I have the weekends with the to myself, maybe, and then I have to sacrifice 8 hours a day or whatever to kids. And
you
stuff.
Have the
and
wrong perception like, of life, man. You're looking at life in the wrong way. And until you get a simple life, you're never going to be happy. I can promise you that. Until you live life, you will always be miserable and you will always chase thrills.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. 888-7753-773. I want to show you what evil look like. Another example. It's not the only example. And then we're going to get back to the phones and your super chats. But I want to give you another example of what evil look like. This is nothing but pure evil. And you guys, men and women out there, you're worshiping evil, calling it good. Really. You're worshiping the devil by hating yourself and hating others and judging and you can't see what you're doing. And you're being controlled by those who are also worshiping evil and you look up to them and they control you. You're doing the works of the devil that they want you to do and for yourself. Anti-Israel agitators hit Cornell University. This is from Fox. Anti-Israel agitator defaced property of Cornell University in New York and held a massive protest on the first day of classes this past Monday, a couple months ago, I guess. Along the entrance of Day Hall on Monday morning, the message is Israel bombs, Cornell pays. And blood is on your hands. We're scrawled in red spray paint on the door glass has been smeared, smashed. They smashed the door glass with blood on it. These are evil people hating other people. Isn't that amazing? What a waste of life. What a waste of time. They are evil people. Here's a photo of anti-Israel vandalism at the entrance on Day Hall. Amazing. I'll come back to it, folks. Sorry about that. Oh, there it is. This is only worshiping evil. Anyone that hates their fellow man, jealous, revenge, envy, strife, you're the one, the evil person. The evil is in you. Evil is in you. It's not outside of you. It's in you. It's outside of you, inside of other people. They have their evil as well. But you're the one evil. And you're looking on the outside, blaming somebody else for the way you feel. And if Israel did what you want them to do, you would still not be happy. You would still be evil. Israel is not your problem. Not at all. You're just jealous. You're just angry. You're miserable. And you've been driven by other people over you telling you to fight with Israel. And you don't even have a bone in the fight. But you join a fight that has nothing to do with you, and you're going to gain nothing from it but a thrill of being mad. That's all you're getting. More evil into yourself. Here's more detail from Fox on what's happening there at Cornell.
Anti-Israel protests have already returned to Ivy League schools as chaos erupts at Cornell. Dozens of protesters filling the campus on the first day of class, holding signs calling for the People's School and a free Palestine. Cornell releasing a statement saying, quote, their guidelines for the protest are not to punish individuals or suppress the views being promoted, but to protect the rights of all in our community. Here's what Cornell told Fox News directly. Quote, we are appalled by the graffiti spray painted and glass shattered overnight along the front entrance of Day Hall. Acts of violence, extended occupation of buildings or property damage, including graffiti, will not be tolerated and will prompt an immediate response from public safety.
Amazing. It's just all evil. These kids have no idea why they're doing this. Zero. They don't know that they're being controlled. They're being controlled and don't even know it because they're already blinded by the anger in their own hearts. And so the evil people above them is controlling them to get power and wealth. That's all it's about. They don't care about those kids at all. The media, the government, the American government, the Palestinian government, or the Israel government, Israeli government. They don't care about these kids. And their mother and their father don't care about them. What a sad way to live. And you can't blame the parents for letting them down, but they're grown adults. They're responsible for their own lives, so they're getting what they deserve. They're destroying their lives. And they're going to have nothing to show for but misery. Amazing. Super chat. Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California, bought a coffee. Jesse, what the question for Hake? Why do you have to disavow so many things on your show every single day? Are you really on super thin ice that they may ban your channel? I've never heard Jesse have to say that constantly on his show. What a mess. Face palm emoji.
What are you referring to?
Me saying I disavow all the time.
Oh. On your show?
Yeah.
The Hake Report. The Hake Report is at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you want to hear a bucket load of disavows, listen to the HakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's just it's a shtick. And also it's beta, admittedly. Sam Lemons bought 3 coffees. Thank you, Sam. He says, biblical question.
Do you want to be different?
No. Wanting to be different means I will constantly have to compare myself to others to make sure we are not the same. What a mess. And hey, a typhoon is what they call a hurricane over there. And a hurricane is what we call a typhoon over here. What the?
What you doing over there when we need you over here?
Wow, cool.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Someone bought a coffee. Jesse, no man is good. 17, as Jesus started walking on his way. This is a biblical reference. A man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. What the? From Deplorable Dave, Rosamond, California.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Thank you. Soul Conscious, 8 coffees. Jesse, I worked on this week's assignment. I noticed that the devil inside wanted me to hate and overreact, but I couldn't because I can see it. Amazing.
Nice. The assignment for Sunday, I can't wait to get feedbacks back. I wonder how many people would have done the assignment by Sunday. Most people not going to remember what it was.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, No Mo Thoughts. Biblical question.
Do you want to be different?
No, neither different nor the same as others, says No Mo Thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Lin Yen Chin with a couple supers. Ask JLP if he remembers when Black Jesus said, you're safe from the grave where thou rave in a cave. It's when he and White Jesus were arguing over how best to save human souls. It's a Black Bible. Keanu Reeves be Black Jesus and Hugo Weaving White.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not sure either of this lore.
What?
I'm not sure either of this lore.
Right. I have no idea.
Lin
Yen Chin. I have no idea what you're referring to at all. I wish I did.
So it's no, he does not remember.
No, I do not remember because I have no idea. But I do not remember, though. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin with yet another. Jesse, the reason why Black Jesus brought drugs to the party is because Lord Goodhair was blasting his so-called Christian music, quote-unquote, at the rave in a cave, so they had to be high to listen to that mess. I know, because the devil told Opa told me so, and Harpo beat me. Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Yeah, thank you. Amazing.
Steven on X. I have a question regarding forgiveness, sir. Is it possible to forgive those who have not asked for forgiveness? Thank you for everything you do.
That is the only way to forgive. No one needs to ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness is for your soul, because anyone that has anger, their hearts are wicked. It's to free your heart. It's not about the other person. So they don't need to ask. You need to admit you're wrong for having it, and God will forgive you. Thank you. Let's take a quick break. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Friday, and I'm having a mic day. It is Friday at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report. The Hake report from 9 to 11 a.m. Right after my show. And James Hake is on fire. Disavowing all over the place. Disavowing. And then at 12 noon, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Very interesting discussion with Callie Fontanella. And Callie is a former public school teacher turned social media personality. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I really wanted to be a mom, but God has closed that door for me to have my own kids, so now it's everybody else's child.
Really?
And I did not think I was ever going to leave being a public school teacher. I had set up this little life for myself that I loved, but then something happened that just made me realize, oh, wow, this career is changing. I actually got a gift for being a black teacher.
What the?
Like, I've been banned 11 times on TikTok. I have to fight against the censorship constantly.
What's wrong with the black?
I love you, Jesse.
At 12 noon today, thefallenstate.tv. Donate while you're there. I appreciate it. Thefallenstate.tv/donate. And locals, you can make the donation there on locals. And at 4 p.m., Sunday, Fellowship for All. At 11 a.m., doors open at 10:30. Come on down. Doors open at 11 a.m. for all. Fellowship, amazing fellowship. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church for more information. And then at 4 p.m. today, the American Anchor Baby on fire. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m., riding high. And do all the social media stuff, like, follow, subscribe, all that stuff, ring the bell. Y'all know what to do, right? I do appreciate it. JLP Talk on X. Follow over there on X and Instagram, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And while you're at all this, check out Joel Friday. He's not on Friday. He's Monday through Thursday. Check out Joel Friday TV. He black. On fire as well. For Jesus. Let me go quickly to the phones here. Let me go to Sean out of California. Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you, Sean. Happy Men's History Month, folks.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I had a quick question for you.
Okay.
I've been listening to you for more than a year. Been doing a silent prayer 3 times a day. Forgave my parents. And I just had a question about my wife. I'm really not going on any trips as of late, and she's been pretty persistent. She's just like, why can't we go on a trip? You know, what's the issue? And I gave her my reasons. So she came back and said, hey, look, do you mind if I go on a trip? Well, she didn't say, do you mind? She was like, well, I'm going to go on a trip with one of her close girlfriends. Is that okay for her to do that?
Nope.
Okay.
Is her friend married?
I'm sorry?
Is she married, the friend?
No, she's not married.
Nope, that's not good.
Okay. Well, I mean, her intention isn't to go messing around or anything like that. She just...
Well, I'm not thinking what her intentions are, but your wife is married, and the woman that you want to go with is not married. One will influence the other.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. But her friend isn't really like that either. She doesn't...
You don't know what she's like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know her that well, but my wife doesn't really hang around with people like that, to be honest.
Don't hang around with people like who? The woman she want to go on tour with?
Well, as far as hanging around with someone who just kind of goes around with whoever and whatever.
So if you don't have a problem with her, why are you questioning whether you should let her go on the trip or not?
Well, I just wanted to get your advice. I wasn't really sure about it.
Oh, and why are you not sure about it?
Well, because I don't know. I was just kind of thinking, am I focusing, are my eyes on her, or should I just, go ahead.
Are your eyes on your wife, are you asking, or your friend?
Right, right.
Or no, should you just what?
I guess my question is, are my eyes on my wife? Should I refocus on myself? Or how do I go about dealing with that?
But how are you able to help your wife if your eyes are not on yourself?
Yeah, that's true.
No, that was a question.
Well, because I hear, like, you know, you dealing with callers that sort of have a similar situation.
But how are you able to help your wife if your eyes are not on yourself?
Yeah, I'm not.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Why would you not work on you so you can see clearly how to deal with your wife and everyone and every situation?
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having. I am doing the silent prayer, but in this situation, I wasn't really sure how to even deal with it. So if I was to tell her no, and she just refuses to listen, what then?
And so why are you doing a what then? Why not have a wait and see?
Well, because I've already told her, like, I don't agree with it. And she's not having it. She's like, I just want to go on a trip. I don't see the problem. And I tell her, well, as a married woman, I don't think it's appropriate for you to do that.
So you have a wife who will not obey you?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Do you?
I do.
Is this the first time she's disobeying you?
Yeah, in this way, yeah.
You have kids with her?
I don't.
Why are you married to a woman who would not obey you?
Well, I was in my fallen state when I did marry her.
I understand. Do you plan to make children with her?
No.
And so why are you with her then?
Again, I was in my fallen state.
I mean, now that you're waking up, are you waking up from that?
As far as?
From your fallen state, are you waking up from that?
I think I have, yeah.
You are? Well, you haven't yet, because if you did, you would know how to deal with your wife. But
exactly.
Are you waking up from the fallen state?
I'm in the process of it, yeah.
And why are you with a woman that will not obey you, and you don't plan to have children with her? Why are you still with her?
I guess in doing the silent prayer, I'm hoping I'll see clearly.
See clearly
and
what?
The Holy. Well, I guess I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to tell me whether, hey, you should stay or you should leave.
What does that mean, I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to tell me?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know if that makes any sense or not.
Has thoughts ever made sense?
Thoughts never make sense, no.
So then why are you thinking then?
Yeah, that's true.
No,
I don't know.
No, that was a question.
Right. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
That is like, I've never heard, I don't know if I heard anybody say, I'm waiting on the Holy Spirit to tell me. No, you made sense.
Yeah, I guess for guidance, I mean, I wouldn't, because if I'm not sure on how to deal with the situation, when you're doing a silent prayer, I guess I've heard you say that you'll see clearly and how to deal with situations.
But you got a woman that you call your wife. How old are you?
I'm 49.
What the? And how old is she?
She's 45.
What the?
Well, she's 44, actually.
And so you with a woman that will not obey you, you don't plan to have children with her. I don't understand why you need to be married to her.
I mean, I don't think I need to. It's just, I don't know, Jesse. It's just a hard question to answer.
But what is the purpose of it? The only purpose to get married is to make children. Why you don't want to make children with her?
Because I already have two kids from a previous marriage.
So why did you marry this woman? Oh, you said you were in the fallen state.
Right, exactly.
And does she know you don't want to have children?
Yeah, we both kind of agree on that, yeah.
So are you 29 or 49?
49.
Oh, and so you both agree, does she's been married before or something?
She's been married before, yes. When she was really young.
And she has children, too?
No, she doesn't.
Oh. So I don't understand the purpose of the marriage.
Well, I mean, again, I'm just learning as I go. I didn't know any better as far as getting married.
Oh, okay. I understand. But now that you see that you don't want to have children with her, you already have children, you've been married before, she's been married before, and now she want to do her thing no matter what you say. What's keeping you together with her?
I think this is the only... This is right. So
no, that was a question. That's not right. That was a question.
Oh, I'm really not sure how to answer that.
What do you mean?
As far as why I'm married to her?
Yeah.
I guess, again... In my fallen state.
But I mean, now that you're learning better, What is keeping you with her, arguing about whether she's going to take a trip or not? She's not obeying you. Why are you putting up with the hell? You got enough hell inside of yourself.
Right, exactly. I think this is the only issue we have.
That ain't the only issue you have. That's not true.
I mean, she listens to everything else.
No, she doesn't. She listens to the things that she wants to listen to.
Well, I mean, we really don't have any other... I haven't had any other issues with her, to be honest.
I rest my case.
Yeah. This is the only issue that we have, and it's just...
So if you said, no, you can't go, she going to go anyway?
Well, I've told her you can't... Like, if you want to go on little trips, like, locally, if you want to go on a vineyard or if you want to go to somewhere and just stay there, that's fine. But as far as out of the country, I don't really agree with that.
So is she going to do it anyway, knowing that you don't agree with?
What? Yeah, she said it. She said she would. And I don't know if she's going to go through with it or not.
And if she dies, what are you going to do?
That's why I'm calling. I'm not sure what I should do.
Really? What do you want to do?
I mean, like you said, you know, what's the point of being married if she's not being cooperative or if she's not, you know?
What do you want to do if she goes anyway?
Yeah, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure.
Well, like I tell everyone, if you're not sure what to do, do nothing until you see exactly what to do.
Right, and
because
that's
if you make decisions out of not being sure what to do, you're going to always make the wrong decision.
Right. But you're saying, what's the point of being married? So I guess you're...
No,
you're...
that was just a question. I don't understand why you're married. You already been married. You already have children. She's been married before. She's in her 40s. You're in your 40s. She's not obeying you. Why the headaches?
Right. So in other words, why be married to her? So, like,
I'm not telling you to leave her or don't be married. I'm trying to figure out, why are you married, and you haven't told me why yet?
I guess, I don't know. I guess you normally call it fake love. I hear you say that. I guess that's probably what it is.
So you're married because you have fake love for her?
I mean, I think she's my wife. I love my wife, but...
How do you know you love her?
How do I know that I love her?
Yes.
I guess I enjoy being around her, being in her company. She's caring.
Cared about what? She doesn't care about what you think.
Yeah, that's true.
So what do you mean she's caring?
I mean, she's not perfect. She's in her own fallen state.
What do you mean by she's caring if she doesn't give a hoot what you think?
Yeah, I think, I'm just trying to see her point of view in all of this.
What do you mean by she's a caring person if she doesn't care about what you think?
Yeah, no, I know that's not a question, but
and what's the answer?
I don't know. The answer is she's not.
So why do you say she does?
Because I mean, I don't know. I see some positive things in her.
Positively is not love.
Yeah. I guess.
And so why are you married? I don't know if you ever told me that.
I guess I don't know. I think I love her, but.
But what, why words, do you think you love her?
Why do I think I love her?
Yeah.
That's a hard question to answer, I guess.
Why do you say you love her if it's a hard question to answer?
Because I don't know, I enjoy being around her, being together.
But there are people nowadays who enjoy being around dogs.
Yeah, they love their dogs too, I know.
They have the same love for the dog that you have for your wife.
Right.
Who
I mean,
not love?
It's not for selfish reasons, I just... I don't like demand anything, but
if it's not for selfish reason that you're with her, why are you with her then?
For companionship, I guess.
Selfish reason.
Yeah.
What's the other reason?
Just being around her, I think, is just
selfish reasons. What's the other reason?
So I guess in another words,
you said it wasn't for selfish reasons, and it is. It's all for you.
So then what's the purpose of being married?
To make just babies?
And to throw your wife to the side?
To have children and then raise your children. Her job is to be there to help you raise your kids.
So then what is the definition of love? Then how do you love someone?
But you know what said you were in love. Why you think you have love? You don't even know what it is.
Right, but I'm just trying to figure that out. So I guess I'm asking at this point as far as what's the definition of love then?
It's not what you think it is.
Okay. So then what is it?
When you overcome what you think it is, you will know what it is.
Oh. So will the silent prayer just, I guess,
the one thing I can tell you that is not, it's not selfishness. It's not a need for anything or anyone. It's not to cover up loneliness and all that crap. It's not miserable. It's none of what you're using it for. The so-called love. The so-called stuff you have is not love.
Mm. I see.
So I got to run, and your final question is what now?
So then I guess if her friend was married, then that would be okay for her to do that?
No.
Still wouldn't be okay?
No.
How about locally, just going somewhere?
Like going locally to the supermarket and pick up some groceries?
Well, no, as far as just going with her friend.
Like going down to the church house together?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you.
No, like as far as going somewhere to spend a night with her friend.
But why is she needing to spend a night with a friend? She has a husband.
Well, she just gets bored of the day-to-day life. She feels like we don't really go out of town.
So she's bored of her husband.
I mean, it sounds like she's just bored of this day-to-day life.
So she's bored of her husband.
I guess so, because we don't travel.
And so now she's going seeking some more thrills.
Exactly.
Why is she married to a man that she's bored with?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Why you haven't asked her that?
I will today.
You get bored with her?
No, I don't. I don't get bored with her.
Do you get bored with her?
I don't, no.
You need, what I recommend because of time, you need to start working on yourself, man. And then you will see what to do in all situations. You're not working on yourself. You have made your wife your guy, and now you're confused.
Well, I'm doing the silent prayer 3 times a day, every day.
Well, then
I don't know what else I can do.
Watch those thoughts and stay present, and the light of God will guide you.
Okay, so you're saying to leave her then? Is that the advice?
I'm not saying that, no. Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. Individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, guys. This is the end of hour two already of Get It Off Your Chest Friday. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, everybody. And we will get to your super chats and a great Men's History Month feature, I do hope and believe. But first, fake news, not fake news. We have all this stuff. You can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show and scroll down and find all the links that you need, including The Fallen State, The Hake Report, Joelle Friday TV, American Anchor Baby, and even Bond, where you can catch church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Happy Labor Day, and we will be back on Monday as normal, because we don't take days off on the communist holidays, at least not for the radio show. The office, I'm not sure. You'll have to find out. The Trump sentencing, outrageous president, Donald J. Trump, almost said Crooked Joe. Trump filed a petition Thursday seeking to move his New York state criminal case to a federal court in Manhattan and push off the upcoming sentencing for his conviction of 34 counts of falsifying business records. The petition asked the court to confirm Trump cannot be sentenced while the litigation over the removal to federal court is pending. Trump's sentencing is currently scheduled for September 18th, though Judge Juan Merchan, liberal, is expected to rule, nice American name, right? Not expected to rule in early September on a previously filed motion from Trump's legal team, which the Manhattan District Attorney's Office did not oppose, to delay it until after the election. Two deaths over West Nile virus, I guess, have been reported in Wisconsin, and one illness. The first such deaths in those states, one death in Illinois. The first such deaths in those states this year, according to the state's health departments. The CDC said Thursday they have received reports of 18 deaths from West Nile virus across the country so far this year, according to preliminary data. Overall, the Scared Woman-led unchristian CDC has received 289 reports of West Nile cases, West Nile virus, in 33 states this year. Of course, 33. Of those cases, 195 out of those 289 have been neuroinvasive, which the virus invades the brain and nervous system. This can lead to complications such as brain swelling, brain damage, or even death. There is no vaccine nor specific treatment for West Nile, which is spread through the bite of infected mosquitoes. That's why we need a vector control. But is vector control doing their job? Sometimes they want to unionize. They're not the best workers all the time. I'll tell you what I know. Anyway, Boeing Starliner, after spending 12 weeks in docked to the International Space Station when they're only supposed to spend 10 days or less, Boeing's Starliner spacecraft is finally set to return home empty without the astronauts who are stuck in space. The troubled spacecraft, and space is real, by the way, will undock from the space station September 6 around 6 p.m. Eastern and will spend about 6 hours maneuvering closer to home before landing near midnight in New Mexico's White Sands Space Harbor. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who rode the Starliner onto the ISS June 5th, will fly home on a SpaceX, a Crew Dragon capsule, no earlier than February. What a mess, huh? Lizzo's taking a break and living her best life, according to Commie Nonsense Network, like they even know. The Grammy-winning singer is famous for her songs about self-love. Now she's taking her own advice and protecting her peace. And that's a quote. As she posted on Instagram, along with a video of her standing in a tropical setting. She's the one who's fatter. We wish her well. Big companies are abandoning DEI, Ford, Lowe's, and Harley-Davidson, all rolling back their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives amid rising pressure from right-wing activists and changing political environments, ditching LGBTQIA plus culture surveys and all kinds of human rights mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. One line is open, 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you want to be different? Do you want to be different? Do you want it? What the? And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad while you're doing whatever you're doing. Whatever, wherever. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. And for the flat earthers, we are heard up and down the world. Up and down the world. So you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, of course, but you can be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And Jesse Lee, Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday, get it off your chest day. Every Friday is express yourself. It's not what you look like. When you're doing what you're doing, it's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The social and economic benefits of homeownership should be accessible to everyone, regardless of immigration status.
Amazing.
The bill makes illegal migrants eligible for $150,000 to buy a new home.
Give them anything they want.
Terrifying new video shows heavily armed men taking over an apartment complex near Denver, Colorado.
We tried reaching out to the resources.
The Romeros say the trouble started when a large number of migrants began moving in.
Let them all run free, you know?
Bush's lawyers say they believe the crime was racially motivated.
You are free to go.
You sleep at home in your bed, not in court. Quite frankly, I don't like your attitude.
District Court Judge Kenneth King admonishing 15-year-old Eva Goodman after she fell asleep in his courtroom.
You're going straight to jail. So.
Amazing. What a mess. The human heart is evil. The human heart is evil. You don't know how wicked you are until you start to work on yourself. There's no such thing as a good person. It doesn't exist anywhere. Will not exist. Cannot exist. Ain't not going to exist. Ain't. Every human being is evil. And that's why God said, trust no one. Anyone that has anger is evil. Look at all the mess that's going on in the world today. And look at how you treat yourself and others. What's good about that? What's good about that? Look how you treat yourself. Look how you treat others. What's good about it? There's no love in that. You ain't got no love. Mama ain't got no love. And daddy ain't got no love. Human beings are evil. There's no good in human nature. Human nature is an animal nature and wicked. I want to show you this really fast of the Great White Hope at 34 years old. And then I go back to the call of Sean and others. At 34, the Great White Hope understood the world's unfortunate truth. Men today are fearful. Watch this from X.
For some people, the ultimate goal in life has been becoming the president
you
of the United States.
You can't turn it up on anything.
Would you like to be the president of the United States?
I really don't believe I would, Ron, but I would like to see somebody as the president who could do the job, and there are very capable people in this country.
Most people who are capable are not running for office. Most men are frightened of politics today.
It is a shame, isn't it?
Yes.
It is a shame. The most capable people are not necessarily running for political office, and that is a very sad commentary on the country. They head major corporations, and they head this and that, but they are not running for political office.
Why wouldn't someone like yourself run for political office? You have all the money that you possibly need. You've accomplished a great deal, even though you are only 34. I know there's a lot of things that you possibly can do in the years ahead. Why wouldn't you dedicate yourself to public service?
Because I think it's a very mean life. I would love and I would dedicate my life to this country, but I see it as being a mean life. And I also see it as somebody with strong views and somebody with the kind of views that are maybe a little bit unpopular, which may be right, but maybe unpopular, wouldn't necessarily have a chance of getting elected against somebody with no great brain but a big smile. And that's a sad commentary for the political process.
Wow. He was the Great White Hope even when he wasn't the Great White Hope. What the? And somebody smiling, Kamala Harris, but no brains. And she's smiling and grinning, and the people are listening and want to vote for her. She has no brain, but she got all the smile. That's all the people need is a smile and no brains. America, sweet, sweet America, my country is gone. Let me go quickly back to Sean out of California. And Sean is married to a woman that been married before. He been married, they have children. He has children, but she doesn't. She won't obey him. She now want to take a trip. Sean, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Jesse.
And so why don't you want this woman to go on this trip with her friend?
Well, because I guess that's why I was calling, and you said, no, it's not okay.
No, I'm asking you, why is it that you even having a question about it?
Well, originally, we just had a fight over it over and over again. I just was confused in how to really deal with it, because I told her originally, I don't feel that it's okay for a married woman to hang out with your friends and to go and spend a night somewhere or go out of the country. I don't think that that's okay.
And so once you told her that, why wasn't the fight over with and the decision made?
The decision was made, but I can't physically stop her. I can't really make her.
I mean, but the decision made that she wasn't going to go once you told her that.
Right. The decision was made on my end. I told her, no, that's not acceptable. But I can't physically stop her, just.
Right. And what are you going to do if she goes?
That's my question. I'm not sure what to do. I'm doing the silent prayer 3 times a day, so I'm waiting for that answer for quite some time. So I'm not getting that clear answer. That's why I was calling.
Did she go already?
She went once, not out of the country, but she went, you know, to San Diego Zoo and with her friend, and she just did the whole tour with the zoo.
And did you tell him not to go on that?
I'm sorry?
Did you tell her she couldn't go on that?
Yeah, I told her that. I think I did. I'm not sure, but I did mention to her that I don't think that that's a good idea. I don't agree with it. I actually did. I do recall. I did tell her, no, I don't agree with that.
And then
she said, you're being controlling. That's being unreasonable. I'm not really going out doing anything. I'm just hanging out with a close friend because I'm just like bored of just the same routine. Going to work, coming home, going out to eat, it's the same routine. She goes, I'm just tired of that. It's just, I need something different. She just keeps telling me that. So I told her that's, yeah.
And you told her what?
I told her, look, I mean, I can't be married to someone like that. I can't, if you don't listen to me, you don't listen. You just want to do what you want to do. You just want to live your single life. I go ahead and live your life. I go, I'm not keeping you. I'm not holding you. You're not a hostage here. I go, you either want to be here or you don't. And that's the ultimatum I gave her. But I don't know if that's because I hear you talking to callers. I hear all sorts of different advices that you give. So I got confused. And that's why I was calling to get a direct advice from you, because I hear certain things like a man can't deal with her wife. That's why he ends up leaving her. I hear you giving that advice.
And so when you told her when she went before, you said that I forgot it. I don't remember the same thing, but something like there's no reason to be married if you're going to be doing this.
I told her that you're trying to live your single life, but then I think about the advice you give.
And she
leaves the wife.
And she went anyway?
She did, yes.
And then, so you made empty threats?
It sounds, I'm not sure if I'm making the right decision because I hear you say if you leave your wife, you don't know.
Did you make empty threats?
Well, I'm trying to answer that.
Go ahead.
I'm answering it, and as far as I hear you say, when a man leaves his woman, he doesn't know how to deal with her. So that thought comes into mind. That advice comes into mind. So if I do leave her, then that means I don't know how to deal with her, because I hear you say that.
What do you want to do?
I mean, again, if I leave her, then that means I don't know how to deal with her. I want to know how to deal with her. That's what I
want to
do.
What do you want to do? You want to stay with this woman that will not obey you, or you want to leave?
Well, you're saying if I leave, then that means I don't know how to deal with her.
Do you want to stay with this woman that... Do you want to stay with this woman that will not obey you? You don't plan to have children with her. She's been married before. You've been married before. Do you want to stay with her or leave?
I want to know how to deal with her.
What does that mean?
How do I deal with her? And how to deal with this situation.
But you can't blame me for it.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm just confused in the advice you give, because sometimes you say if you leave her, then you don't know how to deal with her. So you think
that every situation applies to your situation?
No, not every situation, but it's similar. I mean, a man leaving the woman, because you had a woman calling the other day and saying that, look, my husband wants to leave me. I have anger. She was crying and so on. She says, I don't want a divorce. And she was crying, but she was saying my husband wants to leave. And you told her, well, the husband doesn't know how to deal with you. If he wants to leave, then let him leave, meaning he's not a man if he leaves you. He doesn't know how to deal with
you. That didn't mean that. How did you read all that into it?
I don't know. I'm just assuming, I guess, and that's why I'm trying to get clarification from you.
That situation didn't apply to you. And
right. It
doesn't mean that he doesn't know how to deal with a woman if he want to leave. If a man want to leave, then the woman just should say bye. There's no reason for her to cry. There's no reason for her to want him to stay. Or even if the woman wanted to leave, there's no reason for the man to beg her to stay or to cry. Let her leave if you want to leave. Okay,
no,
bye.
Of course. So,
but how
what
are you,
do you
why
by,
are you applying that, to your situation then?
Well, I mean, it's not like I can call you, in a split second and get that advice from you, but that's why I'm trying to get clarification from you. So what do you mean when you say a man doesn't know how to deal with a woman when he leaves her? What does that mean exactly?
Do you know how to deal with this woman you're with?
Well, I'm telling her my I'm telling her, no, you can't, but she's not listening.
Do you know how to deal with this woman you're with?
In this case, in this particular situation, in this issue, I guess not, because
well, that's what I mean by a man don't know how to deal with a woman.
Okay, so then how do you do it, Jesse?
You deal with her.
But how? You say that, but how?
By staying present.
Okay.
Got not getting your head about it. Staying present and doing what's in front of you.
Which is what? There's nothing in front of me. That's why I'm calling. I'm doing the silent prayer, like you say.
And
there's
something in front of you. You just don't see it.
Well, can you tell me if you see it? Do you know?
You need to see it for yourself. Because if I tell you, you're just going to say what Jesse told me. And if you leave her and then you start crying because you left her and now you're all lonely and all this, you're going to say, I told you to leave her.
Yeah, but that's the advice you always give, that's the right thing to do.
I don't always give that advice.
I listen to your show every single day.
I know, but I don't always give that advice.
I mean, always, but sometimes I hear you say that.
Let me do this.
Go ahead.
If you don't know what to do, do nothing. Suffer in your hell until you see what to do.
Okay. I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out because, again, I hear mixed things.
Like I said, if you don't know what to do in your hell, just suffer in your hell until you see what to do.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense, but...
But what?
I mean, I'm going to go back to what I said, because I guess I'm not getting a clear answer, is just the fact that you say when you leave your husband, you don't know how to deal with her. So I'm confused. I mean, stay in your hell until you see what to do, but the advice you give, and I hear you say it, is when you leave your wife, you don't know how to deal with her. I hear you say that quite often. So I'm just trying to get clarification. Which is it?
Joel, you know who Joel is?
Yes, of course.
He want to come in and say something to you. And Nick want to say something. What do you say, Nick? The anchor baby.
You're kind of mixing stuff up. Jesse doesn't tell men to stay with women that don't want to be wives just to prove that you can handle a woman. What are you trying to prove? We already know you can't handle the woman.
Right. No, well, I mean, again, going back to what I said earlier is that when married couples have an issue and they call in and the person wants to leave, Jesse's like, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and leave. No problem.
Right. If somebody want to leave, let them leave.
Right.
Don't argue about it.
Right.
Don't cry about it.
Right.
Just say bye. But in your situation, you don't want to leave your wife and she doesn't want to leave you, right?
Right, but I'm just trying to give you both scenarios. I hear you say that, and then I hear you also say when somebody calls in and says, hey, this person wants to leave, and then the woman call in and they say, hey, my husband wants to leave, and then I always hear you say that he doesn't know how to deal with her. That's why he ends up leaving.
I don't always say that.
Well, not every single time, but I've heard you say that quite.
You think you're handling her by staying?
I'm sorry?
You think you're handling her well by staying?
No, I'm not saying I'm handling her. That's why I'm calling, and I'm just pointing out. I'm not trying to argue with you guys or say.
No, I understand that.
This is a great conversation.
We're
not arguing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want you to guys.
I just don't know what you want.
Defensive,
isn't it?
No, I'm just trying to get clarification because I do hear you say that.
So hold on, Joel, here, hear that.
Sean, okay. I think at the end of the day, you got to know for yourself, and the only way to know for yourself is make a decision and then learn from it. Just if you don't know what to do, it's okay to get advice. But just if Jesse gives you advice, it doesn't mean that you know what the right thing is to do. You got to know for yourself and just make the decision and see what happens and learn from it and see what was right, what was wrong, and then move on from there.
Right. I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, get a divorce and say, "Oops, I made a mistake." Now what? Right. I mean,
I'm not saying with the
that's not really something that you know I take lightly. And again,
I'm not saying
really
the divorce thing.
Direct...
Sorry, not to cut you off, but I'm only here for a second. Now with the divorce, I'm not saying make that decision, but I'm just saying
but
that.
But that's what you just said. You said just make your decision and live with it. And
but I'm talking about in regards to like the situation of like the vacation
hey,
or the.
Hey, go on with some input. Come on,
the woman.
You make your decision to stay or go, not to just leave. Like make your decision.
Sure.
Is what he said.
Well, I've already made my decision. I told her she can't go. That's the decision
so
that's
the
already
decision
been made.
Is made. Right. There's no more to.
Right.
But so there's right. nothing else to discuss about
but
it.
But then you're doubting yourself if that's the right decision. You're doubting, and you're calling in to get advice to see if that was what you should have done.
No. My, I'm not doubting. I know that's the right decision. I just want to know what to do from this point on. Because, again, like you guys are saying, what's the point of being married? What's the point of being with her? So meaning, what's the if you there is no purpose, why are you married? So then, and logically thinking is, hey, let's move on. Let's
well,
go
just
our
see that for
ways.
Your, to just that. See that so, see that for yourself though. Just see that for yourself. Like, don't just take the advice that you've heard from Jesse. And Jesse or any of us may not know exactly all the details of the situation.
I told him to wait and see. If so, you don't know what to
yeah,
do.
He wants us
yeah,
to
just,
push him over the.
Just
why
do,
not wait and see?
But just do, yeah, just...
No, I understand all of that. I'm not confused about that. I'm just trying to get a basic answer. When you say to a woman, when a man decides to leave, he doesn't know how
don't
to deal
listen to
with
that.
You.
Don't stop listening to that. Because you're holding
so
that...
what's the
you're
point
holding,
of giving advice
because
it's not accurate advice? So
you're holding on to...
That?
But it's not Jesse's...
That's
it's
not
up
advice.
To Jesse to... for you to say just because Jesse said it, that's accurate advice. You
no,
got to know it for yourself.
No, if a man says that he
wants so if it's
to,
not accurate
Sean,
advice,
Sean, Sean,
I don't,
Sean,
no,
Sean,
you got to
yeah.
know it
hold
for
on,
yourself.
Hold on, guys. If a man says to his wife or a wife says to her husband, I want to leave, the best thing and the right thing is to say, okay, bye, I wish you well. But whether
no,
that
I,
have,
I understand that.
Whether that have to do with you right now, that's not your
no,
situation.
No, I understand. No, I understand that. I'm not arguing that point. I'm saying when you tell a woman again, I'm going to say it again. When you tell a woman your husband is leaving you because he doesn't know how to deal with you.
But what does that have to do with your situation?
But don't let
because
that go.
Because if I decide to leave her, then that means I don't know how to deal with her. I'm just
but don't
trying
hold
to
on to that.
To
let
but,
that go. Let that go. Stop holding on to that because now you're holding on to that so tightly. And you're not making your own decision on what you should
is
do. Let that go.
Is this Sean from the gym?
I don't know who
are you
is.
Sean from the gym?
Oh, the one that you said.
Who? I don't know who that is.
Wait, what?
Hey, what do you got to say?
Jesse's not your guru, caller. You're,
Sean. I'm not saying he's my guru. I'm not looking at him as a God figure. I'm looking at him as some sort of guidance.
But,
and I think you
but
guys
you shouldn't
are
look to him for that
it.
Guidance. Even Jesus said, even Jesse says, if you were really listening to Jesse, you would know that he says you have a teacher within.
No, I do. You're
then
right.
Why are
and
you
I
in your head misapplying the if you can't if you leave you can't deal with your wife? But you already know, like Nick said, you already know that you don't know how to deal with her.
Right, so I'm just trying to get clarification of what does that mean and how do you deal with
the
situation?
Do you know how to deal with your wife?
I'm sorry?
Do you know how to deal with your wife?
And telling her no, that's dealing with it, I guess.
And then
I'm
what's
not sure.
You're not sure if telling her no is a way of dealing with her?
Well, because she's still doing it, so that's really not dealing with her, right?
Yeah, you're dealing with her. You already
yeah.
said
Are
no.
You trying to- Are you trying to hold on to your pride about holding on to this woman? I'm a Christian, and the Christian-y Christian, like me?
Homeschool. Homemade.
We don't even believe in divorcing and remarrying. So you divorced, right, and remarried. That's not even really a valid marriage, especially since you haven't even had children with this woman. So
right,
to
no,
me,
I'm
like,
not,
why are you
I'm
even married to her?
I'm not validating that. No, I'm not validating that.
But why
that.
Are you...
I mean, I guess,
it's like you're trying to
I
hold on to
guys,
the... It's like you're trying to hold on to the pride of... Oh, if I leave, it means I can't deal with her. But you already can't deal with her. And you already gave her that ultimatum, as you called it, saying, if you go, that basically means you're a single woman. You want to be a single
well,
woman.
Right. I've told her you're acting like you're a single woman, that you're not interested in being married, right? And
yeah,
then
so put her out.
Making that decision. Well, I mean,
no, don't
you,
tell him
you,
that.
That's
guys,
kidding, just kidding.
You think we can
but
give
if
you like,
you're
the right
that,
thing to say?
Change
your mind. For that.
That would be the law.
Yeah, but I mean, when people are calling and they're married, trying to get advice, it's not to be taken lightly. It's not a joke.
I know,
right?
But Sean,
it's a serious
Sean,
issue.
Just gotta say one last thing. Sean is that Jesse doesn't know the entirety of his situation. And he's just giving the best advice that he sees that's fit for you. But you shouldn't be holding on to anything that Jesse says today. Let me finish the point. I know.
Okay.
But you don't even need clarification. Forget clarification because you think that's going to help you make a decision. You have to stay in the dark with it and wait till something is revealed in the light to you about it. Not based off of clarification, what Jesse says, anybody says, let that all go and just let life just reveal it to you. Make a decision and let it happen.
So then when you make an appointment for counseling, for marital counseling, so the advice he gives is not valid.
There's nothing wrong with hearing it, but what you're doing is you're not hearing it.
Let's do this. You told the woman not to go, right?
Yes.
And did she go already or is she going?
She said she's going to go on this trip.
Okay,
yes.
Now that you told her. Now that you told her not to go, and she's going already, why don't you just wait and see what is the next thing you should do? Since you don't know right now what to do, why not have a wait and see what to do next?
Right. You
don't have to have an answer right now as to what to do. Why not just wait and see what to do? It's not time for you to know yet what to do. She hasn't gone on the trip. You told her no. She said, well, F you. Well, she said F you, but...
No, she didn't say that. Well, technically, if she goes, that's what she's saying.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And so just wait and see the next thing. If you don't know what to do, always have a wait and see what to do next.
So really quick, you guys are saying, Joel and the other guys are saying, well...
No, yes, forget about them.
Oh, now forget about them. So this
I'm telling
is the confusing
you,
part,
you,
guys. This is the confusing part. You guys say so many different things,
and
nobody sticks to anything they say. They don't follow through. They say, "Well, don't listen." Well, forget
this
about
is not
what
about
he
you.
Said.
It's about
well,
Jesse.
Well, don't hold on to what Jesse said. So then, if we're
so
calling
this call is
for
not
advice,
about you. It's about Jesse.
Wait, what is he
right,
saying?
Right. So if we're
he's
calling
blaming Jesse
to get
for his problem,
if we're calling to get advice, then what's the point? If you're saying, you know, forget what he said. You got to wait and see.
Why are you applying other people's situations to yours?
Well, because the response I'm getting is forget. They're
why
saying, forget
are
what
you
you're
applying
saying.
Other people, when you hear other callers, why are you applying their situation to yours?
Because we're all in the same hell. We're all dealing with the same situation.
No, you're applying your situation. Your situation is different from your situation is not like all the other caller situations.
But you say that we're all in the same hell. If you're
and
in a
we
fallen
are.
State, you're working on. Right. So then now you're saying it's not.
No, I'm saying your situation is not the same. Sean, let me do this because you're losing it. If you don't know what to do, you've told this woman
no.
You told this woman
no. I'm not losing it, Jesse. You say we're all in the same hell.
Hey, Sean.
Yes. Yeah, I'm listening.
You told this woman not to go, right?
Correct.
So far, she hasn't gone yet, right?
Correct.
If she does go, let's say she doesn't go, the decision has been made. You're fine. You told her what to do.
Okay.
And let's say she does go, have a wait and see. You will see what the next thing to do. You don't need me or anyone to tell you what is the next step. Since you don't see yet what to do, she has not gone. There's no decision to make.
Okay. So then if I was to make an appointment with you.
No, I'm not going. I'm not going down that road. I'm telling you right now, she has not gone, and you don't see what to do. Have a way to see.
No,
yes,
I understand.
What is the answer that you're looking for? What do you want? What are you asking?
I just want somebody to give me an answer and stick to it, not give me like four or five different answers and steer away from it and then go
well, the
back
same.
To saying.
Hold on, Sean.
Go back to
saying. Hold on. Hold on. And we're going to be done. We'll tell y'all then we come back.
Yeah.
Treasure Chest is now open on D-Line. I'll be right back, folks. What a mess. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Jesse. The office is closed on Monday. It's Communist Day. Isn't Monday Labor Day? Communist Day, right? Hey,
yes.
It's Communist Day.
It is indeed.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
It is indeed communist holiday from hell.
On Monday. So the office is closed, but we will be doing the show. Are we doing the shows Monday?
Of course.
We will be doing the shows, but coming this day, Monday. We are having fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. Come on down. If you're in the L.A. area, come on down anywhere around L.A., California, whatever. And out of town. We get people from around the world. At 11 a.m., doors open at 10:30 a.m. And it starts at 11 a.m., Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And at 12 o'clock, we have a brand new episode of TheFallenState.tv. You don't want to miss that. At 12 p.m. And then at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. today, you don't want to miss it. All right? So because of time, let me go quickly back to Sean. And Sean's wife want to go to trip with her girlfriend. He told her no. He doesn't know what to do. Sean, what's your restate your question for me.
Well, the question for you was, I mean, I think you answered. You're like, if you don't know what to do,
what is the question? Restate the question for me.
Okay, so the question for you is, if she doesn't listen to me telling her no, she can't go on a trip, and she does it anyway, what is the next step? What is your advice? Again,
okay,
I hear different advices.
No, hold on. Stop there.
Okay.
So your question for me is, if she goes anyway, what is the next step for you, right?
Correct.
Have a wait and see. You don't know what to do, wait and see, and you will see clearly what the next step is. When you can't see what to do, do nothing. Continue what you're doing, and then you will see what to do. Up to then, do nothing.
Okay. So then if I have one more question for you, are you going to get upset over it?
No.
Okay. Because it seems like you guys are getting annoyed and upset over
you
it.
Really no, in your no, own you, mind, Sean. That's in your mind.
Okay. Well, I mean, my question is then, the advices you normally give, dump her, leave her, he doesn't know how to deal with her, how does that make any sense? And why not tell them, wait and see? Why is it that the answers are so different in every single situation?
I don't even understand the question.
I think
the question even makes sense because it doesn't apply to your situation now.
Well, I'm going to go back to what I was saying. Everybody.
No, I'm not going back there, Sean. Your situation.
It seems like
your situation is your situation. I mean, right now. It has nothing to do with other people's situation at the time.
Right, but we're calling to get clarification, and it seems like you guys are getting annoyed.
Just to clear that part up, that when anybody gives anybody advice, they're just doing they're just giving their best opinion based off of what they've learned or what they think they know about your
Sean
situation. I know, but
situation.
Let me just say this. Let me just make this.
I know, but you're messing it up.
No, but I'm just trying to answer his question, and then you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Because
I'm trying to correct this shirt. No.
If somebody gives you advice, Sean, then they're just doing the best that they know how based off of the information you gave them. So you're not supposed to hold on to it and think that it applies to your life in every situation. Maybe Jesse's missing something that you know.
I ain't missing nothing.
Okay, but I'm just saying. But I'm just saying that, like,
wait and see, Sean. What to
do? I'm talking about when you say stuff like, "No, don't do this" or "Don't do that" or like that's what he's asking.
Even apply to Sean about that, because
but that's what he's asking.
Has nothing to do with Sean's situation. He shouldn't even bring that up.
I know, but I'm just saying that the point is that you want to know these things for yourself, and you don't want to hold on to anybody's advice too tight. Know for yourself and just let it go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Sure. No problem. Sorry to annoy you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you're reading some more into it. So we're trying to figure out this shirt.
It's the gift of the dance. Shirt? It's his clothing brand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought what's wrong with it? The same place you got the other shirt.
Which one?
That says gifted.
So let's do this. Let me do a Men History Month moment real fast. This is Men History Month, and this is the last week for it, right? And this is the last week of August?
Yep. Oh, yeah, this is the last
Tomorrow's the last day.
John Wayne is the Men History Month for this moment. And according to Wikipedia, John Wayne was an award-winning actor, and he starred in 142 motion pictures. Here's a photo of John Wayne, the dog, the man, Bass.
A whole bunch of photos.
Bass. They don't make them like that. And they hate to use the word Bass.
John Wayne portraits. Yes.
And a YouTube, NBC, YouTube and BBC. In 1987, John Wayne, I forgot what this word is now. That more than confused me with it.
The unquiet
American biography. John Wayne, according to this report, his mother hated him. His father loved him. Watch this.
John Wayne was born in 1907 in Iowa, deep in America's Midwest. His autocratic mother never really loved him, giving him a name he was to hate, Marion Morrison. His father moved the family out west when he was 10 to a dirt farm in the Californian desert.
His mother favored his younger brother very much over my father. And then she named him Marion, which is very much a feminine name. So in growing up, I think he didn't have the love or attention that he could have gotten from his mother. Then on the other hand, he had to deal with his name and people made fun of him. So I think he had an insecurity in his early years. That's where it started.
I tell you,
his mother almost always seemed to resent him in some way. His father loved him dearly. And John Wayne was pulled back and forth. The family fights night after night.
I tell you, mother don't love their children. I rest my case. After years of work, the first John Wayne movie flopped. But he kept working.
This movie, unfortunately, flopped. And so after this first appearance as a cowboy, he was out of work again. And nowhere to go except to use this cowboy experience in a series of B-pictures.
Without the B-movie genre, John Wayne has no career. John Wayne would make films in 5 or 6 days, 3 days if necessary. It wasn't unusual to work 16 or 18 hours a day. They were looking for big, strong, rugged men who would work for
almost nothing, who would work in deplorable conditions, who could do what they wanted them to do. And John Wayne was a worker.
Make it fast, Slippery. This is your last draw.
But he'd make 12 movies a year.
You'll never handle guns again, Morgan.
You have to remember, people are growing up and they're seeing him in their movie theaters almost every month. He becomes another member of the household.
Amazing. Another American hero. He never served in World War II, but built his career instead.
War confronted Wayne with a momentous decision. Fight and risk his newly won fame, or stay at home making movies.
He didn't want to leave because he figured, I've waited all this time for my chance. If I go, I won't get it again. And he was making all these excuses in the letter. They're really kind of comic. It's clear he just didn't want to go. He didn't want to give that up.
Most of the leading men, some of the biggest names, were gone from Hollywood during the war. Clark Gable was gone. Henry Fonda was gone. Tyrone Power was gone. John Wayne steps into a vacuum. During the war years, I think 15 John Wayne films were released during that period of time. He becomes one of the leading stars.
Wayne would always be deeply insecure about his failure to serve. His mentor, John Ford, himself an admiral during the war, would torment him over this decision all his life.
When he acted as a serviceman, as an American military hero, without a war record, that bothered him. When he was touring the Pacific, he was drinking with some servicemen, and at least one of them took umbrage to the fact that he hadn't served and made some pointed remarks that ended up in a fist fight.
Amazing. He condemned liberal victimhood.
Wayne's right-wing opinions were becoming increasingly extreme. He defended the taking of Indian land and attacked the civil rights movement, arguing that white Americans need not give up supremacy until blacks were better educated.
He would have the TV on, and I'll never forget one time, he'd yell at whoever was speaking if he didn't agree with their views. And I remember one time Ted Kennedy was on saying something, and I didn't know what was happening. But I remember he took something and he just threw it at the television set. He was so irate, broke the TV.
We're being represented by men who are kowtowing to minorities where they can get votes. And I think it's bad for our country. And I am sad to see minorities make so much of themselves as a hyphenated American. I wish they'd all get to thinking that they're Americans as they should and as they have luckily been born here and couldn't be better off in any other place. There shouldn't be so much whining and bellyaching.
I didn't know John Wayne thought like that and spoke out. What the? That's hate kind of a person. Right, hate?
That's right.
Although he was tough conservative, he was not hateful like liberals expected.
I remember he started taking Spanish lessons. This country is falling apart. It's not what I've put my life into. It's not what I've tried to portray in my movies. He got depressed, and he was going to move to Mexico. It was almost like he was giving up.
But Wayne would never quit America and give up filmmaking. The journalist George Plimpton had observed the Duke on the set.
I had a feeling that I wasn't going to like him. He stood for a lot of things that I didn't particularly approve of as a right-wing He-Man. He was a gentleman, and he had a great deal of sympathy for people I didn't think he would have stood up for. He loved professionals. He was always on the set, knew all the crew by name. You'd hear his voice all over the set, having fun with somebody. If you listened to him talk, you did not at all guess that he was this figure that was sort of the pride of the ultra-right. Not that at all.
Amazing. Wow, ain't no John Wayne. I knew it was tough, but I didn't know he was outspoken about the minority.
Huh? Hey, Pilgrim.
I'm telling you, Wikipedia, he says that he was married 3 times, divorced twice, and had 7 children. And Hayden's telling me that first woman, the speaker, was one of his daughters, I guess. The year he died, 1979, Orange County Airport in California was renamed John Wayne Airport in his honor. John Wayne, you are the Man History Month of the moment. Congratulations. Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Indeed it is.
That is so amazing. Tina is a first-time caller out of Montana.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Tina.
Good morning.
Hey, Tina. Good morning.
I think the caller that called in about his wife.
Yes.
Just from being from Montana, like most of us are.
Speaking to your phone, Tina. Come back to your phone.
Can you hear me better now?
I hear you, but it's in and out for some reason.
Okay, not better.
I
think he needs to just work up his man game. I think she feels secure as far as emotionally secure.
Right.
But I don't think he's a man's man.
Well,
As far as like if the tire pops, can he go change it? If the light bulb goes out, can he go buy one at the shop and do it himself? I don't think she feels secure as far as survivalness.
Well, I don't know if she's feeling all that or not, but I do know that if he told her what not to do, and if she does it anyway, he doesn't need to know what to do until it's time to do it. So she hasn't gone on a trip yet. Maybe she won't go. So a decision will be made. But if he needs to just wait and see what to do next and not think ahead.
But in the meantime, I think he needs to step up his man game, get to the survival instincts. I think that's where he's lacking, because I think she will go on this trip.
I don't know if it had anything to do with that. You might be right, but I don't see any indication of that. But, Tina, because of time, call me again. I appreciate it, all right?
All right, Jesse. Love you guys.
Love you, too. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to Connor, first-time call out of Michigan. Connor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Really appreciate you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have a question about dating.
Yes.
I basically just got over dating what a quote-unquote godly woman, a very Christian woman, but it turns out in the end she was still just another Jezebel.
There's no such thing as a godly woman.
No?
No. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, so I guess most of my dating, I never really dated a good girl or like a godly one.
It doesn't exist. So,
what?
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist?
No.
Oh, well, that's pretty much my question. So what do you give to me as far as advice?
Stop looking for it. Only seek the kingdom of God his right way. Don't want for nothing. Don't look for anything else. Seek what's right, and the Father, God, will add unto you what you should have.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
So, what should I do about women? Should I just swear them off completely, or
if you go hang out with them, just hang out with them. Don't call them girlfriend or anything. Just hang out with them so you see how to deal with people. But don't put a title on it, and don't look for a woman. Don't look for anything. You're going to always find evil if you look for it.
I can appreciate it. Are you married?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Call me again, all right?
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Bye.
Okay. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Matthew says, it's funny how easily I forget my thoughts are not me. I recently saw a person and thought, wow, she's fat and ugly. Then I thought, wow, I'm so judgmental.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait a second. I am not the one who is judging. It's just a thought.
That's right.
Take every thought captive.
Absolutely. Let every thought go. Everything. If you can let every thought go, you can be free just like that for the rest of your life. But you got to let every thought, you got to sacrifice those thoughts. It's all ego. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy, Rumble Rant, Jesse, God bless you and crew. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Men's Month. Don't forget to get your JLP merch, Keeping It Piffy.
Absolutely. RebuildingAMan.com/store. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick LaBoy, as always. Santino, three coffees. Jesse, did you know if you spell socks really fast, it sounds like you're speaking Spanish. Laughing face, crunch. S-O-C-K-S.
Thank you.
Rowley bought a coffee. Jesse, what's the deal with Mormons?
They have too many white babies.
No such thing.
No such thing. We can't have enough white babies. I'm trying to figure out your shirt.
It's,
what, go ahead.
The Gifted of Dance.
What, yeah?
What's wrong with it? I don't get it. Is it because of what it says? Or
is it the color? Zach bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse. There's a lot of evil fascism in the fascist states of America. We have a liberal fascism and also conservative fascism. Conservative fascism are the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, Israelites. I call them Miserlites because they're miserable crybabies. Then you have the liberal fascists, feminists, BLM, gay rights activists, any other pro-rights activists. I know this isn't piffy, but I had to write this so people can understand the fascist Fourth Reich in America is
thank
here.
Thank you.
Whole lot of evil. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it.
Joshua 9, three coffees. You asked a previous caller, why are you married if you don't plan to have kids? Jesse, are you suggesting couples to divorce if they don't have plans to have children? Asking because I have asked the same thing to my husband.
Well, I'm not suggesting you divorce if you're already married, but why get married if you don't want to have children? There is no reason to be married if you don't want to have children. The only reason for marriage is to have children. Amazing. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy, Rumble Rant, that caller with the wife wanted to go on vacay. Man up, dude. Take control of your household. If that was my wife, I'd tell her no. If she fusses, show her the door as an option.
Well, he said that he told her not to go, and he doesn't know what to do. If she does go, that's why I'm telling him to wait and see, and then he'll see what to do. That's all you have to do. Wait and see. When you don't know what to do, do nothing. Continue what you're doing. Okay.
The key coffee, biblical question and answer. My father created my inmost being. He knit me together in my mother's womb, so no difference is necessary. So I guess she's saying no, she does not want to be different?
Oh, she responded to the person?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Jesse, what do you think David meant when he said, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the Psalms, I guess? Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Do you think, based on your experience and David's experience, that the spirit of fear is a necessary evil to find your way back to the Father?
I will praise and I will shout. I would dance like David danced. And I would dance and I would shout. I would dance like David. Fear is never necessary. Fear is evil. Thank you.
Then amen for that.
Lori Coffey. Okay, Jesse, as I drop all these fake identities, realize who I'm not, I'm left with the realization the real me is a perfect creation of God. Like in the fallen state, I'm a means for the devil to spread darkness. Now I'm awake, the real me is a means for God to spread light. So hard for Christians to say they're perfect because they think they're responsible for what the devil makes them do and think. What do you say?
But you don't know that yet. You're assuming that that's what it means when you drop the real you. Stay out of your thoughts, even about that. Thank you. Interesting.
Shout out to the top contributors, Aries 1, Kid Combo 1.0, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now. We'll get to any others next week.
Amazing. Thank you all. I absolutely appreciate that. Della out of Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Della.
Hey, listen, I got a quick question about my 4-year-old granddaughter who's interested in the cemetery that we pass when we drive back to her house.
Yes.
I've answered her questions as honestly as I can, but I wonder if taking her in there and walking around and showing her the headstones is appropriate for me to do, and she wants to know where the bodies are. Why can't you see them? You know,
I wouldn't take her in there until she asked. You don't want to traumatize her.
Okay. I didn't think so, but the conversations are very interesting. You know, what happens when you die,
that's
why are the flowers there?
That's what kids do. They ask those kind of interesting questions. questions they want to know, and that's when you answer. But don't take her there until she say, "I want to go."
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. I was, you know, tentative about it. My daughter said a weird parental answer, and I thought, well, I've been telling her the truth, so
yeah,
she doesn't seem to push it. So it's kind of cool to talk to her about that stuff.
Yeah, kids ask very interesting questions.
It's all about honesty, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you, Dallas. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, love it. Love it, Jesse. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. I am so out of time. Oh, I wish I had more time. The phones are smoking. Super chats are smoking. Joel got on an interesting shirt. And hey, you have an interesting shirt. You're going to find out later. An Anchor Baby shirt. We just can't figure it out. Yes, Joel?
Nothing.
Tell them, is this your podcast, your show?
Yeah, you go to Joel Friday TV on YouTube and Instagram, and go to Punchy TV and watch the new episode of All the Hosts Together every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time.
And tell them why they should tune in right now for you. Hate you coming up next.
It's going to be a fun loosey-goosey The Hate Report show, guys. Call in and we'll talk about it.
At 9 a.m.
Nice, thanks.
9 to 11 a.m. right now after my show. And then Anchor Baby, why should they shoot
American Anchor Baby? American Anchor Baby on YouTube. You want to be there at 4 p.m. We're going to have a flight experience. A full experience.
Did your baby come back home?
My baby's back.
No. His baby been out of town and he would been singing the song again. My baby coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news?
He was out like really late.
I know, she
but I don't
out.
I don't question.
And you don't set rules. You don't set rules, you can disobey.
Do you set rules for your baby?
No, I'm just joking. We got hella rules. No, no, wait. We got ends.
Do you set rule for Mercy, Joel? Yeah.
No comment.
I'm out of time. Thank you all for your support. Get on the straight and narrow. And remember, when you don't know what to do, do nothing. Don't worry about it. Really, don't even get into a thought about it. Because thoughts are lies. You'll see what to do next. God is with you. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, teach you all things. The Father is with you. The Son is with you as well. I am out of town. Ray out of Chicago. Carrie, a first-time caller. Ray out of Chicago. Carrie, first-time caller. New York. Mike, a first-time caller out of Atlanta, Georgia. Somebody just dropped out of somewhere, and somebody else dropped out of somewhere. I'll see you at church on Sunday. Fellowship at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. RebuildingTheMan.com/fellowship. Bye, y'all. Thank you. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express. because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.